Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness gracious, here we go with another Saturday show. Mm-hmm. Well, I titled this Same Old, Same Old. I have lots to add to this and some classified intel. Now, I read these leftist magazines and shit to figure out what the hell the enemy's up to. And apparently, according to The Week, for June 2nd, 2023, and William Falk, the editor-in-chief, it ain't changed much. The gist of the whole thing is get Trump. That's it. the question that strikes me as a one-way street. Is that a one-way street? Just get Trump, bump DeSantis out of the way, and anybody else that gets it. Question is, what about the Biden family being in bed with the CCP? Now, remember, they just got a $1 million payment. Mr. Falk kind of overlooked that part of it. Trump won in 2020. Had Trump won in 2020, does anyone doubt that he would have let his benefactor devour Ukraine? Oh, my goodness, you talking about Vladimir Putin? Oh, yeah, well, that's just one of the bullshit stories they got going on. Then you got this deadline looms on debt ceiling as the positions harden. Ah, bullshit, they did it. It's done. It's been passed now. We got to have Bozo the Clown sign it. The harsh reality is that Biden has little choice but to grab for the best deal he can. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Ukraine may finally get F-16 fighter jets. Oh. Ah, DeSantis. Can he woo Republicans away from Trump? He can, but not enough. And unless he really decides to break it loose and come out swinging, he ain't going to get nowhere. Being also ran, Texas legislature passed legislation that would eliminate mandatory car safety inspections. Oh, boy. If you want to have bald tires, that's up to you. It's a personal responsibility. Ooh. That means you don't have to have any of the safety features working. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Freak flags. After blues musician Otis Taylor, 74, of Denver, finally received the high school diploma he was denied in 1966 because school officials insisted he cut his bushy afro. Now, now that he's got his diploma, I think I'd go after the mothers that did that. Doesn't matter who, which one of them, whether they're working or retired. Ooh, resilience. After Florida man Jordan Rivera went out to pee outside a bar, fell into a pond, and had his arm bitten off by an alligator. That can't be good, you know. And how about the bad week for true love at far-right Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert, who once advised women that all marital difficulties could be solved by the power that you have in Christ, announced that she is divorcing Jason, the father of her four children. So much for that. I don't guess she had too much power involved. Diplomacy. After Senator John Kennedy, and I got no trust for that man, said at a hearing that without the people of Mexico would be eating cat food out of a can and living in a tent. And Mexico's U.S. ambassador called Kennedy's comment low, uninformed, and arrogant, among other things. He don't like the truth either. He's one of the ones that caused Tucker Carlson some trouble when he started showing videos that made the January 6th horse manure just exactly that and stinking just as bad as it can get. Mm-hmm. Ooh. How about this one? water deal in the lower Colorado River Basin. California, Arizona, and Nevada agreed this week to cut water usage by about 14%. But the problem is the feds wanted twice that, and they were right about it. 28% would have been more correct. Lake Mead is at 30% of capacity. The federal government will pay cities, tribes, farmers, and water districts $1.2 billion to cut usage. Imagine that. Now, you know, it wasn't bad enough the way they treated Otis Taylor. They got another one in here. Gulfport, Mississippi. Now, they didn't say where Otis Taylor was at, according to his situation. But this one does. Gulfport, Mississippi, graduation ban. 17-year-old transgender girl, there's no such thing, did not participate in her high school graduation ceremony last week because she was told she would need to dress in boys' clothes to participate. God gave humans, as well as all the animals, the distinction of being either male or female. You don't get to decide. You either got born with a weenie or a hole, one or the other. Oh, boy. American civil liberties used after him, requiring boys to wear white shirts and black slacks, and that she had to wear those clothes to participate. Her family sued. A federal judge ruled that attending graduation is voluntary and not a constitutional right. Tough stuff. Oh, by the way, situation on rights as far as female athletes go is really, really interesting. They filed a constitutional rights violation report and lawsuit that stipulates that Title IX is in charge, not the local people who think they are. Think about that. So, you know, not a constitutional right. It's voluntary. Okay, well, you want to volunteer to be a girl and get modified or whatever it takes, that's up to you. A lost decade, more than 450 criminally accused child sex abusers, four times the numbers closed by the church, ministered in the Catholic Church in Illinois from 1950 to 2019. And they're still not prosecuting those people. They're just transferring them around the country to different churches. Think about it. I wonder why the Catholic Church has problems. Oh, yeah, did you hear about the NAACP? Oh, issued a travel advisory. Ooh. Warning LGBTQ and non-white people that if they visit Florida, beware that your life is not valued. What a crock of crap. And where do they get off of that shit? Wonder why the NAACP is losing membership. People don't want to hear that crap. They don't want to be subject to having to bow to the powers that be. Ooh, violent delusions. Missouri teenager flew to Washington this week, ran into a U-Haul truck, and crashed it into a metal barrier a few hundred feet from the White House as part of a plan to seize power and be put in charge of the nation. Talk about grandiose problems. Now, Tim Scott, I have a lot of respect for. The man has got his stuff together and presents himself and the subjects very well. The choice, you have is victimhood or victory, grievance or greatness. What is it you want? That's what you got to decide. And that's going to be part of the rest of this show today. Dublin. Oh, boy. Good old Scotland. There's a lot of people want to holler about that. It's Ireland. No, it ain't. It's Scotland. They never changed the name of it. Somebody, whoever the dink was, decided that it was time to change the name to Ireland. Well, I can tell you, I have known some Scotlanders, and those Irishmen are not somebody to go fooling with. Guess what? EU fines Meta. European regulators this week imposed a record $1.3 billion fine on Meta, Facebook's parent company, saying it violated European Union privacy laws by transferring users' data from Europe to the United States, where U.S. intelligence agencies could theoretically access it. Boom. Oh, they're going to appeal because it's flawed, unjustified. It's saying it's a dangerous precedent for the countless other companies, and I'll think about this, other companies transferring data internationally. And European Union might want to stomp on them, too, while they're at it. Now, I'm not reading very much of these things. Just the ones that could make a difference. Right wing dominates, and this is in Greece. Electoral law gives the leading party 50 bonus seats. Oh, so when he comes back in for the runoff, he can't be beaten. Clinch new democracy amid majority. Well, G7 gets tough on China. Horse hockey. You haven't cut off their fuel supply for their coal-fired generators or any of that. Then we get to the fun and games here. we have there's an article in here that's pretty concise. The title is Censoring Ideas and Rewriting History. I put a big red question mark up there. Several states are banning books and criminalizing the teaching controversial topics, as well they should. Little kids don't need to be shown how to have oral sex with each other, among other things. and anybody says they do needs to be operated on. Well, I got a sharp knife. Yes, recently passed state and local legislation is dictating what schools may or may not teach and what students may or may not read. Now, there was a pretty heavy both moral and legal issue raised by all this. A lot of people that don't like it, and I don't. It doesn't matter to me whether you like it or not. Little kids need to be little kids. They need to be allowed to play. They do not need somebody telling them how they're supposed to think. Oh, you don't feel like a boy? Well, maybe you're a girl. No, doesn't fly. Record, 2,571 different titles were banned or censored by school districts, states, and other government entities. As well, they should have been. It's illegal to present pornography. Hello? You think you're so cool? Try this. It's illegal in every state to present pornography to minors, whether you like it or not. And they should start out going after these people on that basis. Slap them in jail, take their teaching license, you know, and go from there and see what comes up. Well, I'm sure there'd be somebody object. Nearly 60% of those bans were aimed at classrooms and school libraries. And most of the targeted books were by or about racial minorities or LGBTQ people. Well, I'm going to tell you something, LGBTQ people, you don't have legal standing. Check it out. Oh, my God. Things like critical race theory don't need to be taught to little kids. Allegedly diverse topics in classrooms have compelled 1 in 4 U.S. teachers to alter their curricula in Florida. It has become an open issue. Textbook publisher even had to completely remove a purely factual passage of George Floyd's murder and the subsequent Black Lives Matter protests. It wasn't protests, it was riots. They tried to destroy the friggin' country, and it didn't work too well. And if you do that again, you're going to find people who are armed shooting you. Think about that very carefully, because I have been told by groups, and there's quite a few of them, that that's going to be what will happen to your fun and games on your Black Lives Matter crap. At least a half a dozen states, teachers and school librarians now face potential prison time for violating the bans. Oh, yeah, you lose your teacher's license, go to jail. I mean, you can come out and go to work at White Castle or somewhere. It isn't just individual books being removed, restricted, suppressed in public schools anymore. It's a set of ideas, its themes, its identities, its knowledge on the history of our country. BS. That's right. It's a big crock of crap. There isn't. a lot of this isn't actually happening. But this left-leaning yellow rag that I'm reading from is known as the weak. And if you can get something screwed up, they'll do it. Restrictions, Republican controlled legislatures in Texas, Florida, Missouri, Utah, and South Carolina. Ooh. Conservative groups like Moms for Liberty. The mere presence of LGBTQ people in a book can be enough to merit the label obscene. That's true. You, depending on what gives, huh? Wholesale bans on references to sex, race, and gender identity. Some that don't exist, regardless of context. Yep. Missouri law banning books containing explicit sexual material led school districts to junk art history textbooks and nonfiction accounts of the Holocaust. Really? Didn't seem like they got much of a backbone. If it isn't the union doing it, who is? In Texas, which had more book bannings than any other state last year, a bill currently under consideration would ban textbooks that portray U.S. history in anything but a positive light. Well, now, I'm going to have to disagree with that one, and I'll tell you why. Look what we did to the Indians. Target practice, I mean, they did that in a couple of foreign countries, and everybody raised hell about it. How come you're not raising hell about it now? They're actually still doing that, using Indians for target practice. Ooh, what do Florida's laws say? One law requires every book in school's possession to be posted on an online database and vetted by media specialists to ensure it's free of pornography. You may not into the hands of kids and teach them how to perform oral sex on each other, especially little kids. Administrative order removal or concealment of tens of thousands of books in their schools. This has come back. Find their bookshelves entry or cover the paper. Florida's parental rights and education law bans discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity from kindergarten to third grade. Then it's got Stop Woke Act, outlaws books that would lead any student to feel race or sex-related guilt, anguish, or other forms of psychological distress. Well, and this is getting, I'm bringing this up because it's not only important, but it's something that needs, that everybody needs to jump up and down about. Now, I'm not saying that you should jump up and down on the school board. That might be, that might get you in jail, but you can do everything short of that. Oh, coffee. And get away with it. There is administrators ordered the removal or concealment of tens of thousands of books in their schools. Good. They heard the music. Now, what's funny is that the teachers can be told what to do by the administrators. The administrators would be held just as liable as if they were putting some kind of porno flicks out. Florida's parental rights and education law bans discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity from kindergarten through third grade. Well, it's Stop Woke Act outlaws books that could lead any student to feel race or sex-related guilt, anguish, or other forms of psychological distress. In short, you need to take the politics out of this and quit playing crap games, quite literally. How have teachers responded? Many Florida teachers are scared to death to tell students anything about America's racial history. Shouldn't be, and there's a reason for that. The reason is that you have the right to present history, and I'm talking about factual, not made up. Whether it's nasty or not, doesn't matter, to the kids so they understand why they have these rights in education. Think about it, and things of that nature going around. Why they have these laws. Well, it's very simple. Teachers union told teachers, go get them. Screw their minds over. Go ahead. That's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guess what? The next on the list, and this list is long and varied, contains a whole bunch of individuals. And one textbook publicly eliminated any mention of race in telling a story of Rosa Parks refusing to change her seat on a public bus. That's horse hockey. That's right. When you change history like that, then you're creating fiction. Well, Rosa Parks is not fiction, and I have to applaud her. Can you imagine being black back in the day and refusing to comply? Ooh, take your life in your hands. The Senate insists it's a nasty hoax. The state laws require broad book bans and that he's simply fighting woke leftists who are trying to pollute and sexualize the children, which is exactly what all of this is about. You want to be all the funny money you want to be, do it somewhere other than to the kids. They made teachers paranoid, deeply fearful about losing their license and being charged with crimes. Yeah, you lose your teaching license, you go to jail. In some states, tip lines now exist for reporting teachers who discuss inappropriate topics. Arizona now requires parental approval before teachers can include books containing any reference to sex of any kind. Now, I think that kind of screws up your sex education crap. The rules are forcing teachers to consider leaving the profession. Well, if you don't know how to teach, maybe you shouldn't have been there in the first place. Yeah, that's what that basically says. Feels like you can be reported to by anyone at any time. It feels very much like 1984 or the McCarthy era. You're going to find that there are quite a few people, and these are parents or friends of parents, who are not only well-armed and combat veterans, but also willing to take on the teachers' union. You haven't had any big explosions at any of the offices. I will suggest that you be very careful about what you do. About 80% of both Republicans and Democrats say books should never be banned for discussing race, slavery, or critical views of U.S. history. I'm inclined to agree with some of that, but only the factual part, not the part that's made up. A majority of parents say they are uncomfortable with some of this. Gender transitional treatment kids are getting, and I don't know how I feel about pronouns, but I do not want them banning books. Oh, well, too late. Wildfire toxins in your lungs, from a distance, no less. New research is showing how far their toxic smoke spreads and how widely its noxious impacts are distributed. People inhale particulate pollution from distant wildfires without knowing it. About 60% of the smoke impact of American wildfires is experienced by those living outside the states where the trees are in flames. It's because of the jet stream. Fires in the west actually cause more health damage to people living east of the Rockies. Bear that in mind. I live in deep woods, and I live at an elevation that precludes that sort of shit settling in. Now you got another one here. Young voters may weaken the GOP. No. Younger voters, and I mean younger voters, have begun to switch from the Democrats to the Republicans. Think about that very carefully. United Kingdom, the alarm and rise of private policing. Now, that is something to really be seriously concerned about, and the reason is very simple. What are these private cops? This year, a video of a black teenager being pinned down and handcuffed in a shop in the cathedral town of Chester went viral across the UK. But it wasn't simply another all-too-familiar image of police brutality. The men kneeling on top of the boy weren't all officers of the law, but private security guards known as Rangers. They were part of the growing army of pseudo-police, with police forces diminished by years of spending cuts and failing to investigate crimes like burglary or car theft, towns have turned to private muscle. Well, you look at this failing to investigate crimes when you're told not to do something by a superior who can take your paycheck, you pay attention. You do what you're told if you want to keep the job. In the Chester case, the teen's mother, former government officials calling for an inquiry into how such guards are vetted and trained. And she's absolutely right. And Ireland, Scotland, you friggin' idiots. It's much too easy for the far right, which was behind the Dublin attack and dozens of other anti-immigration protests this year, to exploit the tent city issue, spreading misinformation that migrants bring crime. When they get hungry, they'll figure a way to eat. If that means it's crime, then there you go. I'm going to bring up a subject that people haven't paid attention to for quite a long time. Italy. It's the title of a small article. Epic floods are the new normal. No, they're not. That's horse hockey. Anybody says difference? Don't know squat. You ever hear of weather war? Ooh. We've been able to modify the weather for quite some time. And guess what? Italy didn't pay what they were supposed to. Did not comply and bow down and all that. so they get to reap the benefits. Biden ditches his allies. And he took a giant crap on our allies. And he did so by simply turning away and taking off. The sudden cancellation of those two trips represents a blow to his geopolitical strategy. He don't know what a strategy is now. Come on. The boy ain't all there upstairs. The cancellation comes across as a calculated snub to a friend and a gift to a rival. Ooh. So Biden's stepping in it. He's up to his neck in problems anyway. Then you get South Africa. U.S. Christians are driving anti-gay laws. Uganda adopted a draconian bill criminalizing homosexuality. Repealed their colonial laws that had criminalized same-sex acts. Oh, my God. The countries going the other way, such as Uganda and Kenya, are the countries explicitly targeted by the American far-right Christian group Family International. That isn't exactly correct, but they report it as it is. Family International has also been busy lobbying African countries to curtail abortion, birth control, and same-sex and even sex education. The truth is, there is no homegrown trend toward intensified oppression of queer people. That's only a Western one, imposed from the outside. Really? Be nice if they had some proof of some of this stuff, wouldn't it? And they got another Get Trump article. And you got to understand, they're saying that Durham's report was a dud, and it wasn't. They accomplished a key goal for Trump and his lapdog loyalists. Oh, yeah, fundamental reality. Russia waged a concerted, multi-pronged effort in 2016 to damage Hillary Clinton. She is damaged beyond repair anyway with hacked Democratic emails. Well, maybe she shouldn't have a public server. I mean, you know, the dink hasn't used social media campaigns to discourage Bernie Sanders, progressives, and black people from voting, and helps install Trump in the White House. That is sort of accurate, kind of half-assed, but it's there. So an intelligence committee concluded that Russia tried to swing the 2016 election to Trump. Oh, Vladimir Putin personally ordered the hacking of Democratic National Committee servers and subsequently published stolen emails on WikiLeaks. Oof. Well, the truth is that, and we'll get to that in a few minutes, and one of the things you got to look at, Russia issued sanctions barring 500 Americans from entering the country, including numerous foes of Donald Trump with no connection to Russian policy. Ooh, sound like the stuff we do. Then you got Daniel Penny, hero or criminal. Conservatives have made a hero of the White House, a white former Marine who strangled a black homeless man to death on the New York subway. Actually, he didn't. Nobody's looked at the evidence. You better get it out and look at it. After he shouted at nervous passengers that he was tired, hungry, and ready to die, he got glommed onto by somebody a little younger that took him to task by celebrating Penny the right again is endorsing vigilantism. Yeah, well, here's the thing. It doesn't matter who it is or what level. Anybody that uh, is a problem, needs to be taken care of. Now, all these people that want to holler about things, and people from The Guardian, New York Post, et cetera, by celebrating Penny, the right, again, is endorsing vigilantism. If the police won't do the job, it falls to we, the people. The list of heroes who lived out the sick conservative fantasy of lethal violence in defense of order also includes white teen Kyle Rittenhouse. See, he killed two protesters in Wisconsin. The white McCluskey couple for waving guns at demonstrators in St. Louis, and the white veteran Daniel Parrott for fatally shooting a Black Lives Matter protester in Austin. Well, the only problem is when a good man does step up, step forward, he's literally treated literally as a criminal. When did self-defense become a crime? I'd like an answer to that. I really would. Well, they got a couple of different things going on here. the joke section is loaded. Now, AI, looking for the soul of the machine. There isn't any. There ain't any morals either. Godfather of AI recently called the rapid development of AI scary and perhaps impossible to stop. Want to bet? Can you pull a plug? Sure as hell can. those things don't operate too well when you pull the plug. It's like a computer. Pull the plug, it goes off. There is a variety of things that I run across in this BS magazine. Here's an example, Health and Science. Good diet is as good as exercise. BS. I mean, you know, how deep do you need to go before you run across the truth by accident and bust your face in right in the middle of it? Some of Brannigan's profiles feel a little thin, left incomplete either because her subjects didn't want to share all they knew or were ordered to cut off communications. I'd say a combination of both. And this is Red Memory, the afterlives of China's Cultural Revolution. And it won't stop there. And some of the stuff I have covered on previous shows really do something. Now, retail, theft epidemic hits the bottom line. Well, big box stores are sounding the alarm again about retail theft. What they're doing at some stores is putting everything under lock and key. You get a little tag that you want to buy that. Bingo, take it up to the cash register. They ring it up. Somebody goes and gets your stuff. But the problem goes far deeper than individual shoplifters. Organized retail crime to target. Organized retail crime to cost $500 million more this year. Travelers has tracked a 600% increase in cargo crime. That's where they steal. That's where they hijack semis and that sort of shit, or take everything off of a rail car. has tracked a 600% increase in cargo, in which crime syndicates steal big shipments out of distribution centers by pretending to be trucking companies or just taking their friggin' truck. Wait till it let them load it. Walmart recently closed 4 locations in Chicago. Brand name retailers have fled downtown San Francisco. Target is closing stores in high crime areas. The first duty of government is to provide for public safety. Trying to get that through Bragg's fat head. These days, Even toothpaste is under lock and key. It's just plain, just very simple. And, you know, you can look all around all you want, and you're not going to find anything that will bolster the opposition's position. Disney CEO Bob Iger was more direct about DeSantis' role. Does the state want us to invest more, employ more people, and pay more taxes, or no? Not under your conditions, no. Disney didn't spike the Orlando investment in order to spite DeSantis. Oh, yeah? Why did you do it then? If it's a good investment, you know, that's an excuse created by a CEO who has a vested interest in finding someone to blame. This was Disney, a company going through a rough financial patch, killing a project that had already been delayed and was unpopular with the new CEO and the workers that it would be affected. Took care of that, didn't it? That pretty seriously and concisely tells you what it's about, because of a nakedly ambitious, vindictive governor who can't tolerate dissent, the right has long viewed Disney's narrative magic as a threat. Potentially, especially when you turn left, potential force that now promises a vision of diversity and inclusion, progressive groups are right to fear. Yeah, you should be afraid, because the we'll get into that more as it goes on. I'm not going to read any more of that. Had enough of that. The fun and games goes to a couple of different things. I might have set this phone down to get this piece of paper that I need. Oh, man, come on. Cooperate. Please cooperate. There it is. There's only one page back. That was easy. Now, has anybody, I don't care who it is, anybody out there ever heard of continuity of government? Well, the continuity of government means that it shall continue, period. It don't matter if they got to go into nuclear shelters underground and hide from everybody or what. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. That's the light stuff. The heavy stuff, the continuity of government is classified confidential, meaning that they're not supposed to put it on radio shows like I'm doing right now. When I release any kind of classified information, that information is declassified upon releasement. Bear that in mind, y'all. And it's not some kind of agreement that you can take back at will. Now, in 2009, Argus became public. And it's surveillance tech. That's where an airplane, you wouldn't notice an airplane. You might notice a big drone, especially if it's flying over your neighborhood, that was looking at you, your car, what everything you got. Think about it. Then you got and the continuity of government is the basis excuse. Comes from black budget files. You can go look that up. Look in the government attic. It's in there. Argus is surveillance tech that they've been using since 2009, and this is what, 23? So what does that mean? 24 years? Do you think they have improved on it? I'll bet they have. Then you got the critical mass that deals with our illustrious president. Now, a lot of people don't think that any of this exists. Argus is still out there, maybe under a different name. Surveillance tech is still there. Get some electronics people together, and detect it. You can see what the camera's looking at just as easily as they can see what they're aiming the cameras at. They want to have continuity of government. They want to keep that going no matter what. No matter what. And there is a way to do that. Now, what I'm about to talk about is very simple. It's very complex, but it's very simple. There's a stack, and the stack is about an inch and a half thick. And what it does right at first is it gives the president and his staff the way in which they can inaugurate a full dictatorship. Think about that very carefully. You protest, you go to jail. You've heard of that from other countries. You do it the wrong way in Russia, they just kill you. You think they won't do that here? You think that we're above that? Well, now, we had veterans who were promised a $20 bonus for having served. And they collected and kept collecting in the park across from the White House. And some of the best-known and most famous people in the military were given orders, and those orders were very simple. Break up that mess across the street. Get those people out of there. Now, these guys were battlefield tested. They had been through the war in such a manner that they knew how to implement what's called field sanitation and a bunch of other things. And they were doing fine. They didn't do anything nasty. They didn't threaten anybody or come after anybody. However, there was a certain general that thought that it'd be a good idea to bust them out of there. Okay, they went in. The military went in with bulldozers and whatnot. It didn't matter if somebody was in these little shanties or not. Didn't matter. They took the bulldozer to it anyway. Sound nice, does it? Well, that's part of the continuity of government. The legislature decided, no, they weren't going to pay the $20. And they didn't feel like they wanted to argue with these people about it, so they just took them out. Now, you've heard of MacArthur, General MacArthur. Oh, boy. He's a shining light. Guess what? He's the one that had his machine gunners man machine guns and obliterate anybody that would stand up to him. Think about that very carefully. Machine guns were used. It don't matter who don't like it, but there it is, and it's real. Ooh. Now, that's something that they don't want out, but it's out there anyway. I put it out. Now, you got a thing where jumping into a full-fledged dictatorship is something that we don't think can happen. Now, I'm going to ask you, got a gun? Know how to use it? Got plenty of ammo? Got a safe place to hide out where it'd be hard to find you? You need those things. Then you need food and water and a few other minor deals. I'll have you guys a relatively inexpensive generative system. I only got about two or three things to do to test it and make sure it works right. And then I'll be putting it online. And I'll be putting it out there for everybody that, I've heard about communities that are built in the woods. Yeah. But the problem is they don't have any way to get and use energy. That little thing of mine will solve that. No moving parts and no fuel. Think about it. Now we got this thing where everybody in any authority at all, as they decide, can be overruled, eliminated, or removed, or killed, or whatever. It's called the Presidential Emergency Action Documents. They can overrule any legislation, any court, to include Title III. Oh, hey, they didn't miss a step in this. They got everything set. All they got to do is pull the trigger. Now, they're not going to allow Biden to use it for the simple fact that he's the bozo. He's too stupid to wipe his own butt, let alone do anything of this nature that's this complex and requires cognitive capabilities he obviously don't have. These are things that a lot of people are really concerned about, and I'm going to hit this again. Presidential Emergency Action Documents. Now, you can look at, that's in government, it's in the part of the government attic they don't want you to look in, so it's going to be a little difficult to get it, but you can get it. It allows them to actually, quite literally, tell the police and the military to come after everybody. Now, I want you to think about that very carefully. There's not too many things that can escape this. If you live way away from everything and you don't cause problems, they probably leave you alone. However, if they ask you if you're going to comply and you tell them to get screwed, that's when the gunfight starts. So, Presidential Emergency Action Documents stipulate that the Constitution goes, Bill of Rights goes, laws go. The only thing left is the law of force. Now, you think fascism and communism and Marxism and all that is bad? That looks like kindergarten in comparison. You're talking about having all kind of nasty people with an attitude problem run around the streets with guns, shooting anybody that don't comply. Think about that very carefully. Hey, Antifa, what would you do? How would you handle that? Yeah, think about that very carefully. It's a concept. It's not an actual group, you want to bet. BLM. I don't understand you people at all. I don't understand blacks that are so stupid. Oh, yeah, I said it's stupid and naive to believe that the Democrats are going to do any different than what they've done before. And what they gave you right at the get-go back in the day was the Ku Klux Klan. That's right. The Democrats are the ones that put that together. Yeah. Presidential Emergency Action Documents reinforce what a lot of people in the, you know, different areas don't want you to know. machine guns, armored vehicles with the freedom to shoot anybody they don't like that's too noisy. Or for whatever reason? Well, the reason is simple. It's continuity of government. The government shall consist of X people, and these people shall be the ones who report back and consequently are given the orders to go for it. Now, what are you going for? Well, you want to see the ruination of country? Biden tries. He does his damnedest to screw things up. The question is, what about the Biden family being in bed with the CCP? You think Russia's bad? CCP's a lot worse. Oh, boy. And yet they've been trying to tell Putin to cool it. So far, he hadn't listened. Now, the continuity of government is within local areas, such as the United States, okay, continental United States. However, the continuity of government is going to be run globally. It has to be, and the reason it has to be is because you have to get both sides under control, left and right. You got to tell the left, no, you can't do that shit. You're wasting time and things of that nature. You can tell the right, no, you can't go running around shooting them all. It doesn't work that way. Now, I quoted The Hunted, and it's a pretty damn good movie. I tell you to see it. How to Turn It Off is the hard part. You learn how to be a deadly will-o'-the-wisp, and then you have trouble turning it off. If anybody out there, and I don't care who it is, is in a situation where they can't have real trouble turning it off, get in touch with me. I'll give you a system that works, and it's all up to you. You can't control what you run across on the battlefield. The stuff out there, that stuff is nasty. People turn into hamburger, etc. And some of them you knew. That's the screwed up part. The other part of the situation is simple. You've got a political, you got politics coming up right now in terms of running for the presidency. However, you also have a situation where people who have a better take, a better capability than an average normal person. And these people are going to instigate continuity of government on a different basis than we've had before. Yes, everybody will still have the same sort of situation. We'll have a president and legislatures and all that. However, there's going to be a listing, and that list is going to consist of things that are needed, not wants, not greeds, needed. And one of those is to give veterans, especially battlefield veterans, the knowledge as well as treatment, don't forget the treatment part, to overcome the nightmares. I woke up screaming the first 2 years I come back. The guys in my unit at Fort Benning didn't appreciate me screaming in the middle of the night, jumping out of bed. Anyway, I quit screaming after the second year when I got home, and my mother said it was nice to see me be peaceful. I said, it's the only thing she's seeing is the outside peaceful. Those nightmares, those things that make you scream in the night, they never go away. What you have to do is learn how to handle them. What you have to do is put them in a footlocker and lock that sucker up. Don't turn it loose again. Now, the continuity of government is going to be relegated. In some cases, two or three countries will have one representative. In some cases, something the size of the United States, you'll have one. You'll have three representatives. Now, you end up with one from each area or continent. And what you get, I'm trying to explain this so you get it. What you end up with is comparative lists. And those comparative lists are different than what we are seeing in public right now. Nobody has any standards. They couldn't care less about you or me or anybody else for that matter. Continuity government rules. It is the precursor. When they start hollering us, it's the precursor, the thing that comes just before presidential emergency action documents are implemented. If they implement that, most of the military has a choice, and that is to take off. Oh, yeah, bring your guns and your equipment with you. You're going to need it. Right now, and this is a little heads up, the militias all went underground. Why? Well, there's several people after them, namely the FBI and other dinks. Federal Bureau of Intimidation, yes, indeedy. Well, guess what? You and the FBI are not going to find these people. Oh, they just quit. Well, you can't just, oh, yeah, well, I just did. Okay, well, the thing is that you can't, the ones that are really nasty, you can't find them. They're living on their own in the woods. There's a lot of caves in this, in West Virginia that are livable if you add some, add a few little things to it. There's a lot of places in the woods that are where it's so thick and so far away from everything, you can't find, you can't see your hand in front of your face in broad daylight. Now, you think that over real close. But the continuity of government, when some, when they start hollering about that, that's the key. That means it's, that's your last warning. You need to get out of Dodge. You need to load up whatever you got to load up. Go to a secret destination nobody knows about but you, and set up shop. Then when the presidential emergency action documents are implemented and all your rights are taken away and, you know, got to give up your guns, you can't have a knife over 7 inches long and a blade and all this other happy crap they're going to come up with, very simple. You have to understand that first they'll holler about the continuity of government. Now, this is probably right at the edge of all of the policing failing, and I mean all of it. You're going to have a lot. I'd say from last time I checked, somewhere between 30 and 50% of the military won't go put up with this shit. They're gonna head for their places in the mountains and the woods, no man's land, whatever you want to call it. And that's where they're going to be. And if anybody anybody gets too close, they just kill them. That's that simple. Now, it's not easy. I don't care who it might, you know, who you might think you are. It ain't easy to kill somebody. I don't care who you think you might be or how hardcore you might believe yourself to be. It leaves a memory, one that don't go away. It makes for nightmares and a few other things. But as soon as the presidential emergency action documents are implemented, think of a loss of what they've got left, 50% of the active duty troops, poof, gone, disappeared. Think about that. They join up with the militias. Ooh. They join up with we the people. Ooh. The, to date, the militias have better armament and weapons than the military. That's right. They can handle fighter bombers or anything coming. Think about it. And I don't want to try to scare the shit out of anybody, but you should be very, very concerned. You should be very, very worried about the black budget files. Well, now, some of that is NASA. Some of that is this. Some of this, you know, it goes round and round and ring around the rosy. Here's the deal. Get yourself together and get ready. Canned goods last for approximately 2 years. They'll do. May not like them as well as fresh, but it's better than starving. Spam isn't all that bad. last for quite a while. Canned hams, 5 to 10 years, easy. Anyway, there are things on the internet that you can get for making sure that your water supply is drinkable. I'd suggest you get some. But main thing is continuity of government. That's the key word. Now, they may wait until the last minute and think, this is going to be cool. We won't even tell them we're coming. I will get word, and I will make sure that everybody and their mother-in-law gets it. Now, do me a favor. I'm going to ask you for a favor. Everybody and their mother-in-law needs to get out and copy this thing down and take this show and spread it like free beer. You need to definitely get your stuff together so that you can do that. It don't take much, and there's some people that will do it for you if you ain't the one to do it. However, here's the deal. I'm asking for you to go out there, spread this like free beer in such a manner that people can't ignore it. Copy it on a disc and drop the disc off in people's mailboxes or whatever you want to do. I don't care how you get it done, but here's the thing. We need to do one thing. Get her done.